You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm going to do some news for nerds a little bit later during the trending report. This kind of fits, but when you were in school and you were doing homework, were you a turn on music in the background guy or no?
I was thinking about this. I don't recall doing that a lot. I think like you, I need to focus on what I'm working on. And if I've got somebody with lyrics and singing in the background, I'm focusing on that. I'm singing along versus what I'm looking at on the paper. If anything, it would be some sort of instrumental music, maybe some smooth jazz.
Ooh.
Yeah. Something without lyrics, I could do it. Definitely.
I would watch my stepdaughter Zoe doing her homework, and she would have music going, and I couldn't understand it. But now there's this story out. They went out and surveyed a whole bunch of people, and apparently there's a connection, and you and I we've got it backwards. Because the students who listen to music while they're studying were more likely to have a higher GPA than students who didn't.
Did they say why?
Isn't that interesting? Is it what?
Did they say why?
Yeah. They say there's a variety of reasons why. One is the students say it's therapeutic and it helps them.
Okay.
Others say that it helps them, I don't know how, focus better.
I guess.
And absorb the information. That seems counterintuitive to
me. It does.
The other one, though.
It's distracting.
Yeah, but 81% said that it made studying, quote, more fun.
Okay, I get that. You're kind of sitting down with some tunes that you like, and then you're knocking out your, you know, thesis.
Yeah. And it didn't matter the genre. They said there was a lot of classical music, which, like you're talking about, without lyrics.
Yeah.
Which, that would make sense to me. I think I've tried having classical music on when I write, but I still pretty much need it. Quite, you know, they say that Stephen King, when he's writing his horror novels, has not just heavy metal music playing, like hard rock and roll, but he has it turned up pretty loud, too.
So that motivates him. It's kind of like somebody who's working out, I guess. It just gives you that adrenaline rush and you can perform better.
Yeah. They also talked about how it carries over into the workplace, because a whole lot of adults say that when they're in the office, they either need the radio on, like listening to Mix 100, or they'll have headphones on listening to something else. Some people get their work done better when they're listening to a podcast.
Yeah, and again, I can't do that. I can't do two things at once. Focus on what the podcast is saying and then focus on what my mind is saying, you know, getting pen to paper or writing emails or whatever. I've always heard of the Mozart effect. Are you familiar with the Mozart effect? They say the calming effect of classical music takes away jitters or nervousness, and it can help decrease your heart rate and anxiety. So they say a lot of times if you're getting ready to take a big test or you are studying on something, you know, really intense, that you need to listen to Mozart and nothing else, just straight up Mozart, and it'll help you focus on the task, and somehow it helps you improve memory retention, too, on what you're learning. And it's
listen to Chopin, I've got to listen to
Mozart?
It's
straight up Mozart, buddy. It's called the Mozart effect.
Oh, Wagner, you can Google anything
nope,
like that?
Nope, sorry. Can't do that. So, you can Google that and search it. I think it's really good for little kids, too, to listen to that while they're doing their homework and things like that. They say it's been really beneficial for little kids. So.
Well, what about Reed when he's doing his homework?
Well, Tom, that's a touchy subject.
Why?
You see, my children are going to a school with a no homework policy, so I don't know how they would react to that. So
don't want to make the students work too hard, do we?
Well, the thing is, well, I don't know. Do I step in this? I don't want to come across as difficult. From what I understand, is it's a thing where they don't want to upset the parents. Because it makes parents angry that their kids are consumed with homework at the end of the day, and then they have to help them, and it's just too much, and parents' lives are busy, and then the parents complain to the school.
You're kidding.
This is
so
just from what I've heard.
Kids homework because mom and dad don't want to don't help them with it then.
Mom and dad are upset that they've got, you know, to deal with that when they get home after a busy day of work.
How many schools do the no homework policy?
I don't know.
Besides, your kids are in elementary school, so they basically just have one teacher, right? They go to specials, I'm sure.
Correct, but- yeah, so one teacher. So it's actually kind of funny because you have parents on the opposite side, like me and my wife, that go in and complain that we want homework. Please send homework home. And well, like last year during teacher conferences, we actually said, can you just please send Reed home with something? You don't have to tell anybody. Just send him home with some extra math problems. And he did. Like under the radar was sending stuff home.
Well, now you got that reason. Teacher busted.
Nah, I didn't mention any names.
You said he and Reed's teacher.
Oh, no, I switched it. It was a she, actually. So I said he. But... Anyway, whatever. I personally just don't understand the logic behind it, but because I feel like the kids will get kind of a rude awakening when they go to middle school and they do have 2 or 3 hours of homework.
Or high school or college.
Yeah,
or
they're going to have homework, like, you know, coming up. So give them a little something to work on. Throw that Mozart on and get it done. So,
you know, because I was thinking, you know, there's one teacher so they can control. I can see when a kid goes to high school and they've got 5 different classes, 5 different teachers, all assigning homework. But when it's one teacher, it seems like they can
just do something,
parcel it out just a little bit.
Right, and you really
so
get to know your
3 hours of homework,
right?
Maybe 30 minutes.
Right, and you really get to know your students. So if you know like one is struggling in math or one's struggling in English or history, maybe you can just give them more homework in that specific area that they can work on at night. I don't get me started.
It's almost as if the students have unionized and they went to the negotiating table and I was like, one of the things that we're going to fight push back on
is homework.
Would be homework. We need to have that taken out of the agreement.
And we'd like free juice boxes in the cafeteria in the longer slide. Anyway, I've said too much.
Hey, I know I took you off the hook. I spoke for, I speak for you.
Yeah.
I'm your spokesperson.
I'm speaking for the parents that do like the homework. And, you know, with the whole COVID thing, I mean, there's multiple studies out now that the kids have fallen behind a little bit. So this is kind of a way to boost their, you know, their smarts a little bit. Send them home with some stuff.
To balance it out, I will acknowledge that there were some students who were, again, in older, you know, classes, when they were getting pounded with a lot of homework from a lot of different teachers. And I get that.
There's the opposite side. Yeah, when you come home and have 5 hours of stuff to do, that's not healthy either.
I'm not in favor of that because I know we're going to get text messages that are essentially giving us the middle finger. But I don't think in elementary school when kids are learning some of these skills that it's that – it shouldn't like put so much woe into the life of the parents. Woe as in W-O-E.
Oh,
back of the hand to the, you know, forehead. Oh.
I've got to focus on you for an hour every night.
Oh, we're going to get so much hate mail over this.
Well, you know.
But I also feel like we are speaking for the silent 95%, whereas my thing that I came up with years ago, the vocal 5%, they're the ones who control
the vocal 5% that got
the
vocal 5% initiated at the schools. You know, they put this no homework policy into place. So,
and the other 95% have to go along, otherwise you're labeled as, you know, some sort of monster.
Yep.